you sort of describe what makes Derek Mason such a tough guy to cover?
Yeah, I can't. You know, he has a great combination of speed and quickness and experience. You know, this guy has a really, you know, developed route tree, meaning he's got a lot of options, and everything is, he has got a lot of sameness and likeness to his route running.
I know when you brought in a guy like Brian Dawkins, you knew what you're getting. You knew you were getting a leader, but has he kind of exceeded expectations in your mind a little bit of what you thought of him and what you've heard about him?
You know, I really can't answer that. I just know we really like him, and we like what he's doing for this football team. You know, he's so well respected, you know, in the locker room, and he has great work ethic, and, you know, we just really like having him.
And when you talk about the sameness in Mason, is
yeah,
he makes it all look alike?
Yeah, he does. You know, this guy comes off, he's got, you know, great posture, very consistent, doesn't tip his routes, you know, meaning a lot of times we can get some tips, you know, and tails from people. And this guy's been around. He's taken really good care of himself. You can't tell that you can tell he's 13 years for the way he plays, but he's not lost anything.
With the play of Andre Goodman and Dawkins and Champ Bailey, does Ronaldo Hill's performance kind of get overlooked a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I don't know about overlooked. You know, I'm not really keeping track of anything like that. But he is so important to us. He's a guy that is a great student of the game. He's a guy that puts in so much time to make sure everything is right. He has a lot of quarterback, you know, qualities to him back there, and we're really pleased, you know, to have him.
Hey, Coach, it's Lou from Littleton. Do you take all the success for the for what's happened with the defensive backs?
Are you kidding me, Lou? No better than that. You know, all that matters, you know, really is, you know, our team is winning, and that just means we're playing together. And that means the coaches and players are working together, and things are working, and they're gelling. And, you know, we got to come in every day and work hard to make sure that happens every week. And it's a heck of a league, and it just seems to be a bigger challenge every week. And going on the road here, we know we got to have our game, and they're quite a team. But it just means, you know, there's, you know, when the secondary's playing good, it means the front's playing good and the linebackers. And what I like is we're playing together, you know, and sometimes that you know, if we make an interception, it's because the pocket's been stirred, and sometimes there's sacks because there's tight coverage. And when it's working in harmony, you know, that's a real good thing, and not easy to create that.
Where does that come from, Ed? That's been an issue here the last few years. Does that come from your veteran guys on down, or just the...
I'll name three people. Our players, Mike Nolan and Josh McDaniels, for starters, you know what I mean? Those three elements right there stir that thing, and I think that's gone to our effectiveness. But I'll never underestimate the veterans and the way, I think I've talked to you guys before. You know, these guys, two of them played together at Miami, and we have some young nickel players playing, but the other vets, they've come together, and they've been very selfless and respectful of each other, and that's one of the reasons, you know, we're playing together right now.